The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. I think there's some, although we like to kind of snip this out of context, right? Because this is, I don't know if Hallmark is still doing the Christian thing, but this is like this is that daily encouragement that we all need, right? That daily dose of positivity, right? Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. You know, like, yes, I am empowered today to do what I want to do or what I need to do, right? This is the, okay, no one, okay. I know, I'm like every day, right? I'm kind of fishing and everyone's like, okay, so I need some of this encouragement, I guess. I know the context of it matters, I think, right? Because where are we seeking? What are we asking for? And of course, we know, I think, in our prayer that just by asking doesn't mean we get what we ask for. I mean, we ask for stupid and bad things. So God, being a good father, we're not asking for an egg, right? We're asking for a scorpion, and God gives us an egg. You know, we get it backwards. But that's really hard for us because we don't have the perspective. We don't have God's perspective. We have our perspective. So, I mean, we like to clip this quote. You know, it's great. These are amazing promises of Jesus. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. We like to clip it. And then we forget that, you know, in the previous verses, we have the Our Father. Now, Jesus has taught us how to pray, and Jesus has taught us how to pray in a way that resembles his mission in the world, in a way that reorders our priorities. So if we pray the Our Father faithfully, then we are asking and seeking and knocking in a certain way, right? In a way that honors God first and foremost, that puts him first in the very center of our lives, and that has everything else in our life revolve around him. Well, now, if that's true, right, and if we are committed to God's mission of bringing his forgiving love to life in the world, liberating captives, right, raising up the lowly, then yes, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you, because God, of course, who has called you to the great mission of Jesus Christ, is going to equip you for that mission and sustain you in that mission. That's what prayer is all about. Yeah, so, but what also is prayer about? I think Jesus's instruction here, or his exhortation to be persistent, I mean, this is a really interesting image of God that Jesus gives us, right? A man asleep, surrounded by his family. There's perhaps a little bit of playing around to do with that image. But I'll leave that to you. If he doesn't get up because of their friendship, he'll get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. Now, how persistent are we in prayer? That's a good question. How persistent are we in prayer? And are we bold? And do we pray with the confidence that God, as our loving Father, will provide us with what we need to complete the mission that He's entrusted to us, to take on our daily tasks, bringing His love to life? And we can bring His love to life because He's filling us with His love and with His strength. But yeah, absolutely, persistence. And I would offer this persistence in prayer. Can we give our whole selves to Jesus today? That's what prayer is. I mean, you're going to have some persistence to do that. Because we naturally, living in our culture, if we need that excuse, we naturally live for ourselves. And we're called to live for Jesus and for His mission, for His purposes. So it's going to take a lot of persistence because we're going to have to conquer our natural tendencies there. We're going to have to reverse the flow of our whole life there. It's living for self. Now we have to live for Jesus. So how persistent can we be in prayer, giving our whole selves? I would say even to some extent exhausting ourselves in prayer, in as much as like at least exhausting the old man in prayer, like giving up self-rule. That's a work in itself, and it requires a tremendous amount of persistence to entrust ourselves totally to God, to live not as the king or ruler of my own life, but to live for Jesus, who is the rightful ruler of our hearts and lives. But it's our whole hearts, right? That's why it's going to take persistence as well. But it has to be done in the context of God's being our loving Father. He is. And how desperate, if we didn't get the context, how Jesus throws it in at the end to make us, to make sure that we get it. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? That's the answer to all of our prayers. It's God giving us His Holy Spirit. Good enough for me.